Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved. Oh, I bet.
Amazing way. He's business's bad boy.
You're bad, and I like it.
Yep, he's one bad apple.
That's right, we're bad. That's right.
He's Jim Blasingame, the small business advocate.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the small business advocate, and I'm glad you're here. We got some really good stuff lined up for you straight ahead with our good friend Alan Friedman. Alan's back with us, and he's just gotten back from Las Vegas at the CES. I'm going to get him to remind me what the S stands for. Alan is the author of The Internet Glossary and Quick Reference Guide. Also, the CD I'm holding in my hand represents his main product, Computer Desktop Encyclopedia. He and his organization are the leading provider of technical definitions in the world, probably in the universe. And he's our good friend. Alan, welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Jim. Always a pleasure.
All right. It's always a pleasure to have you back, especially it's always fun after you've just gotten back from what's got to be like your pilgrimage every year, right?
Yes, indeed. It certainly is.
To CES. Now, computer electronics.
No, consumer electronics.
Consumer electronics.
Consumer.
What's the S stand for?
Show.
Show. Okay. Yeah, that tricky word there. Okay. Consumer electronics show. This is where, if you're a gadget geek, this is like heaven, isn't it?
It certainly is. And, you know,
And you're a gadget geek, aren't you, Alan?
I am. And I never used to go to CES because I always used to go to COMDEX, which was in the fall.
Right. They don't have CES. That anymore now, do they?
They do not the past couple of years. So I am now a CES convert.
I got you. Well, so which one did you like? Which one do you like best?
Well, actually, CES is a little more fun because it mixes entertainment and audio and video with the computers and into one gigantic digital blob.
Today, consumer electronics is all about entertainment, isn't it? I mean, that's the essence of it, isn't it?
Well, it is, and more that the fact that in your most economical, most inexpensive consumer devices, you have computing power this year that you didn't even buy on a desktop 5 years ago. So
right.
That's the interesting part about it.
Do you have a Game Boy?
No, I do not.
I don't either. Do you play games on computers?
No.
And things? I don't either.
No. Solitaire, that's it.
Well, I used to do that 20 years ago. I haven't done that in 20 years. But see, I use a computer. I use technology. I've got a BlackBerry, and I've got computers coming out my ears, and I take one home with me off quite often, and sometimes it's on at home, and I work with it a little bit, but I don't really use computers, and I don't use technology that much for entertainment other than, you know, just the television stuff. Now, is that telling about my generation, about my age?
No, I think this is it's all sort of happening. The CES represented this huge convergence of computers, desktop computers, with the TV and entertainment, and it's still very vague and fuzzy with everybody touting what is going to be and who wants to do what. I mean, there are some interesting things. One thing that I'm doing in particular, but we're in a beginning stage, and it's going to be very exciting and very, very confusing over the next few years.
Well, that is an interesting point that you make there, because as much as we look around and we think, wow, everything is so cool, we're going to look back on this 20 years from now and realize that this was pioneer days.
I think so. Absolutely.
Because of the convergence issue. You used that word, and you didn't mean it from the terms of, at that point, as far as technology, but that really is the word, isn't it? Convergence. I mean,
okay, yes.
I mean the little Razor telephone that they've got. My son has a brand new little Razor telephone and a cell phone, but it also has, you know, two video screens, a little one and a bigger one, and it takes photographs and movies and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
A silly little thing that's as big as a wafer.
Well, I'll tell you what I've done, and actually I did this before CES, which I found to be very interesting. I have a CD collection of about 200 CDs, and I rip them to my hard disk on
right.
the Media Center PC.
Right.
and I am transmitting them to my living room. Initially, I did it wirelessly, and now I wired it. And into a digital media hub or a digital media server, a Roku sound bridge. It sits right on my stereo rack and has a huge display about 14 inches wide that plays my iTunes playlists from my Media Center PC. So I have my Media Center PC in the office. I have the ripped tunes on the hard disk.
Right.
And the Roku sound bridge sitting on my stereo in the living room is actually playing the playlist that I created in iTunes.
Right.
And it's showing me the song, the name of the song, which is which is very nice. As the collection gets bigger, you
Absolutely.
Forget what you have.
And in the old days, you and I would have just copied that over onto a cassette and popped that in the machine, wouldn't it? Wouldn't we?
Oh, absolutely.
Stand by. Quick break. We'll be right back with our good friend Alan Friedman. I'm going to ask him about the new gadgets he saw at CES. 10 to, no, 20 till. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with us.
And we are airplanes today.
Times get rough, and you had enough. You still gotta try.
I wonder.
That's right.
That's the Atlanta Rhythm Section, folks. Now I wonder if that group ever realized that that's our theme song, Small Business Owners. Do it or die. Still got to try, no matter what people say. Still got to try. I love that song. Alan Friedman is our guest. He's a do-it-or-die kind of guy, and he just got back from Las Vegas and spent a few days out there at the Consumer Electronics Show. And, Alan, what gadgets, what new things did you see out there? Tell us about the things that are so frivolous that we'll never use, and then tell us about the things that you think that are very, very germane to what we're going to be using in the next year or so.
Well, you know, it's hard to know it's going to be frivolous. What struck me at the show is how portable everything is getting, and just everything is becoming
wireless,
pocket size, and wireless. And it's amazing. More of the same. I wouldn't say I saw anything that absolute. Well, there was one thing that is not in the vein of portability that struck me totally out of the entire show, and that is that everybody, when you talk about merging and converging entertainment with computers, everyone is going from the computer to the home theater. There's a company called Aeon Digital. It's a Hollywood company that is trying to get TV companies so that the minute you turn your TV on, you get a menu and you go to content. It's almost as if the internet is on your TV from the very get-go, but built in with everything you want, music, videos, bypassing really your cable company. Even though you may be connected to your cable to get your general programming, it is really internet TV at its utmost. And that struck me as the more intelligent way of probably this thing is going to go.
Well, see, I now have satellite TV at home. Just got it. And so I expect any time now my satellite provider to say, hey, how would you like internet connection?
That's right. Because cable is not giving you the variety of on-demand movies you want. You get a couple of hundred, but you don't get 10,000.
I don't get the 3,000 movies I need.
Well, no. You want choice. It's not that you're going to watch 3,000 movies. You want the choice.
I got too many choices. I got too many choices right now. But seriously, no, you're right. And what's going to happen is you walk in and you put in a code which turns off your security system, and automatically it'll pop up your favorite. You know, whatever your news and the weather and tell you what the system's been doing while you were gone.
Well, that's the trend is all about the whole house, the whole everything integrated into one control center. I have a feeling when that day comes, and it may not be that far away. It may be 5 years away, 10 years away. We're putting all of our eggs in one basket. We're not going to be able to have toast in the morning unless our electronic system is working. We're going to have to back up our toaster electronics.
Well, I can just see, you were talking about all the wireless stuff. I can just see my grandsons, my great-grandchildren one day saying, Grandpa, tell us about cables. what was it like when there were cables?
Well, I have a pet peeve about that it goes against the entire industry. I think wireless in the home is going to be we're going to find it's not going to be a great thing after a while.
Why is that?
Well, I was streaming, as I mentioned, my my music to my stereo wirelessly for 1 week, and I got dizzy, and my wife got headaches.
You didn't realize. Oh, yeah, you got to wrap your head in aluminum foil when you do all that. You didn't.
Well, I didn't do that.
Oh, yeah, you got to do that.
I just didn't do it.
So you felt like you got so many radio waves?
Well, I had never done. I mean, I have a wireless network in our home office, but I, you know, it's momentarily, it's sporadic. This was all day long. We were having such a good time. We were listening to music for 8 hours in the background, and 8 hours.
And you don't think it was 8 hours of Jimi Hendrix? And it wasn't the drugs you were on either, right?
Yeah, well, it was 8 hours of Dire Straits, actually. No, it wasn't the drugs we were on. I was working. that's for sure. I really think there's going to be a time when people are going to say, you know, first of all, it's microwave frequencies. It may not be the same power, mm-hmm. but you really are getting an enormous amount of wireless transmission in your house.
Are we cooking our brains? Is that what you're saying?
I don't think it's a good thing, personally. I haven't thought that way. I have actually not thought that way for a long time. I mean, starting with AM, FM, radio, television, cell phones, satellites, we are really, we don't know what we're doing, really. As a matter of fact, I don't think we never know what we're doing. We just go ahead and do it, you know?
Well, talk to us about you still haven't told us about the really new gadget, the newest, what is the one thing, a camera or what device did you see that you actually said as much of a techie as you've been over the years that you actually said, wow, that's pretty cool?
Well, I didn't really see anything. Maybe I missed a bunch of things. I just saw more refinements of the same things. As I said, more portability. Very handheld hard disks, so you can walk around with 100, 200 gigabytes of storage in your hand. Nothing except, as I mentioned, that television menu struck me as, boy, this really is going to be the future. I saw, you know, lots of fun stuff. I saw backpacks that have speakers in them, so you can put your iPod in your backpack, and the speakers are coming right out of your strap.
So basically, a lot of what's happening is they're adapting lifestyle products to the technology, aren't they?
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. By in every conceivable style and shape and color and you know, that you can think of. And that's what I saw mostly, just lots and lots of stuff, you know.
Right.
The same thing.
Stand by, Alan. Quick break. Right back with our good friend, Alan Friedman. He is the author and the founder of Computer Desktop Encyclopedia, and we're going to give you his website so you can find out more about him right after these messages. It's 10 till. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with us.
Could have tripped out DC, but I've changed my way.
There you are. There's a little Dire Straits for you there, Alan. Mark Knopfler on lead guitar there, ladies and gentlemen. What a player. What a picker he is. Alan Friedman is our guest, ladies and gentlemen, and he's not much of a picker, but he's a pretty smart guy. And our good friend and the author of Computer Desktop Encyclopedia and the founder of computerlanguage.com, right?
That is correct.
That's the website, right?
That is the website.
And tell us what it means to be the leading provider of technical definitions.
Well, what it means is that I have endless backlog of definitions to create. It never ends in this business.
Defined endless.
Endless. Infinity. I have my retirement age set as I think 97 as my and I'm going to start collecting Social Security.
I know what you mean.
If there is any.
Well, no, but seriously, you provide definitions for technology, and you have on your website computer language as well as on mine. You have that.
That's right,
it's available
on your website.
On my homepage, if you are trying to learn more about a particular issue, a technical issue, and you want to know what a certain title, a certain thing means, whatever, if you see a new product or whatever, some new capability, you're reading specifications and you want to know what that means, you can go to either my website or you can go to Alan's or many others that you provide these definitions for, and you can look it up. And you have a lot of diagrams too, don't you?
Absolutely, 2,500.
But thousands, actually, of course, it's not really thousands. If it's infinite, we don't know how many, do we, definitions?
we don't know how many infinite, endless definitions.
Yes, how many?
Endless, right, that's what I should say. An endless number of definitions I supply.
I know you're a big camera nut. So did you not see any new camera ideas out of CES?
Well, you know, I have such a good camera now. After my eighth camera, I finally landed on one that is so good that I just don't.
Which one is
I don't lust after them anymore.
Which one is it?
I have the Nikon D70.
Oh, you got the $3,000 one then, didn't you?
No, that was only about $1,500.
Oh, okay, only $1,500. All right. Is it one of the big ones?
Yeah, it's a big one. It's not.
It's a professional model.
It does an excellent job.
But for most of us, what camera do you recommend? A lot of people out there buying their first digital or maybe their second digital camera. What do you recommend?
I sometimes take the little baby Sony, the T1. It's actually, I think it's T1 or D1, and they're now up to T5 or D5. The little big thin one with the huge LCD screen. It just fits in a little belt holster, and I don't even know it's on my belt. And of course, that takes very decent pictures. But when you want something that's when you need a single lens reflex because you need to be able to switch lenses, you know, you just have to have a big camera. That's all there is to it.
So, but the one you've got is single lens reflex digital?
Yes.
Is that right?
Yes.
That's an interesting combination of technologies there. Well,
there's lots of them. They're all going digital. Everything is digital.
Right.
Save your analog stuff. It'll be worth a fortune someday.
Oh, I've got a great old Nikon base, a frame myself. Okay, what did you see from a computer standpoint? What did you learn out there from computers?
Well, you know, the big thing in the computing in the desktop area is the dual core CPUs. I mean, that's where we're heading, and I think you're getting two CPUs inside your computer. And you're doubling your capacity. I think this is a really good thing. If you're,
what does that mean for the user?
Well, it means when you're trying to do a virus scan in the background, you don't slow up everything. Everything doesn't come to a crawl in the foreground.
Is that going to cost us a lot more money?
They're not that much. The premium isn't that huge right now.
You've been able to get dual processors for a long time, but they were pretty expensive.
Oh yeah, we're talking about two CPUs within the same chip.
Yep.
On a desktop right now, computer. And eventually they'll get into laptops. And I think in the next 5 years you're going to see quad core and 8-core in the average desktop.
And everything will be instantaneous, won't it?
Well, we keep hoping, but the software keeps getting worse, so I don't know.
Yeah. What do you think, quickly, open source? That's a big deal. That's a big question to ask you with 30 seconds to go, but
we're going to talk a lot more about that next time, Jim. I think I'd like to talk about that for a few programs.
The difference between open source and proprietary.
Well, it's a big subject.
It is a big one. Give us the website again.
It's computerlanguage.com.
And folks, by the way, you can subscribe to his service, which is called Computer Desktop Encyclopedia, and he'll send you a CD quarterly if you want. Alan, say hi to Irma. Thank you for being here. Glad you got back safely from CES, and we'll see you next time.
Thanks a lot, Jim. You take care now.
Alan Friedman, ladies and gentlemen, he'll be back. Got to go for this hour. Before I do, I want to thank my heroes, small business owners. This is Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and this program is for you. And I'll see you on the other side of the news. Don't go away.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.